This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
Your government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing. And the Agenda 21 show.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And a lot of things going on the campaign trail right now. Of course, where's Hillary? I guess everybody's kind of asking the question about where is Hillary Rodham Clinton? You can't find her. You know, she's just not showing up any longer. I guess she's calling into some of the talk shows, MSNBC, that sort of thing. But she's not around. Of course, she did 3 days of touring out here in California, got about $18 million from people in Hollywood, which, you see, that's kind of the interesting thing about California. Everybody comes out here for the free paycheck when they're campaigning. And, of course, the Democrats have been long for this. I mean, this is something that's been going on for them for a long, long time. But anyway, with us on the phone right now, because this is all heating up, all this advertisement, but I'm really happy to have here Gregory Cheadle. He's a lawyer. And he's also going to be running for Congress in 2018. It's kind of an interesting situation that has developed today because a new commercial has come out in which actually Gregory is featured. It's an anti-Trump commercial. They use the reference. Gregory was at Redding, California at the airport to meet Donald Trump. There was a reference by Donald Trump to Gregory, and we're going to play the clip here in a second. And I'd like to welcome Gregory to Agenda 21 Radio. And, you know, you're being foisted, Gregory, into the national limelight. How does that feel?
Oh, it's interesting. But let me correct you rather quickly. I'm not a lawyer.
Ah.
I finally graduated from law school, so now I just have to pass the bar.
Gotcha. Okay, well, you...
I didn't want to create another controversy.
No, we don't want to do that, and I'm glad you're clarifying that. But congratulations on getting through law school, though.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a struggle, I'll tell you.
Well, yeah, I guess there's, everybody has told me it's a struggle. Anyway, so, okay, you're at the, this is in June, and you're right at the Reading Airport. Donald Trump comes flying in. Donald Trump is up there at the dais, up at the podium by his airplane, and he's talking about a reference to a black, one of his black supporters, who actually was being somewhat combative to one of the Ku Klux Klan members that were apparently there. And to sort of follow up on that, he makes a reference to you, which to the left was not necessarily an appropriate reference, apparently, because they're now using it as an attack ad on Donald Trump to say he's a racist.
Well, you know, the media has done a great job of misconstruing that entire event. The AP even called me shortly after it and tried to confirm something. What you have to understand is that I was there. I was having a great time. And when Trump was saying those things, I said, I'm here. And he looked around, you know, looking to see who made that statement. I was out there having fun, joking. And that's how this whole thing started.
So you were saying you were here?
He did call me and say, did I say that? And I said, yes. But the AP, for whatever reason, did not get that out to all these other media outlets. And if they did, then the other media outlets didn't care. They still wanted to carry that that narrative forward.
So you actually drew attention to yourself.
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, you know, I'm in Reading. Everybody was out having fun. We were joking. You know, no one in their wildest dreams would have ever thought that this thing would have become a story that went around the world. I mean, this is, to my mind, this is the most ridiculous thing as far as newsworthiness.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like making up the crisis because...
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And so the thing that's... and we're going to play the clip here in a second so people can judge for themselves, because there was a story behind what Donald Trump was saying.
Yes.
And as he references you, and you're calling attention to him, and he's referencing you out amongst the crowd. And we're going to play this like right now so we can kind of get this in context for the audience.
We had a case where we had an African-American guy who was a fan of mine. Great fan. Great guy. In fact, I want to find out what's going on with him. You know what I'm... Oh, look at my African-American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest? You know what I'm talking about? Okay. So we have an African-American guy at one of the rallies a month ago. And he's sitting there behaving. And we had protesters inside the arena, and they were dressed in a Ku Klux Klan outfit, okay? And they're running around dressed as Ku Klux Klan, and the place is booing them, booing them. This African-American gets up, and man, he slugged these guys. He slugged them. And by that time, their hat was off, because it got ripped off as they were running up the stairs. But this guy, a great guy, I think he was a military guy for a long time, he slugged this guy wearing the Ku Klux Klan outfit. But by the time he got up to the top, you couldn't see it was a Ku Klux Klan outfit. So when the African-American cold-cocked this guy never knew what happened. Everybody thought the African-American was against me. And it was the opposite. He was like this great guy, military guy. We have tremendous African-American support. The reason is I'm going to bring jobs back to our country. We're going to bring jobs back. But when these sleazy people, these dishonest people who never show the crowds, they never, ever show the crowds, when they showed that event, it made it look like the white guy was on my side. The African-American guy said, I had enough, and nobody's going to run through an arena like that, and they reversed it, and it's a disgrace.
So this is, really kind of interesting, because there's a real narrative, real story behind his calling attention, you calling attention to him, and him calling attention to you, and they twist it completely around in a negative ad. Which I'm not too sure that anybody can take real offense to the way that he referenced you. I didn't, and I've, you know, been in this business a long time. Did you take any offense at all to him the way he referenced you?
Audience, basically, okay. I think there may have been, after it was over, I saw like maybe three of us in the audience. So it was funny to get up there and say that, and then, you know, to be called out. But how in the world can I take offense when he was speaking positively about a black guy, in addition, he looks at me, he says, "Aren't you the greatest?" Yeah. How in the world can I take offense at being called the greatest person to run for Congress in the North State?
It's pretty difficult.
Yeah.
Plus, you like him to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was just one of those things that has just been so misconstrued purposely to get people riled up and to make Trump appear to be a racist when in fact he was not, as far as I'm concerned. Given the entirety of the event, there's no way in the world I could call him a racist.
Well, you know, the thing is, and we're coming up to a break right now. When we come back from the other side of the break, I want to get your opinion because there we have pictures. And in fact, we have the picture up on our website, agenda21radio.news, where he walks over and he's in the, you're kind of like in the rope line there. I guess there's a fence or divider there. And he's actually calling attention to you. He's walking over deliberately to you to shake your hand. And also, I guess he signed an autographed paper there. But
yeah, a couple of them.
I mean, what does that tell you when the Donald walks up to you and wants to shake your hand? I mean, you must have been just absolutely over the top with that.
Well, I mean, you know, again, it was a good day. Everyone was having fun. And, you know, to get a chance to meet him, that was pretty good. And to speak with him. And to get the autographs, a true racist would not have wasted their time. They would have just gotten on that plane and walked away, you know. But he didn't do that. So
it's kind of difficult to call him a racist when he's sort of heaping praise and attention on you.
Exactly.
And he's going out of his way to make sure he communicates with you by shaking your hand, by autographing. You know, and it doesn't seem like you're angry at all in the picture.
I'm not. I mean, you know, this is the thing about Reading. We have these great events, and everybody's happy, and that's the way it was there. Everyone was happy. You know, I was happy to see him. I was happy to meet him. I was happy to speak with him, and I was happy that I got those things autographed. And so, I wasn't angry. I'm still not angry, and I'm still not offended because there is absolutely nothing to be offended or angry about.
Well, hang on here, Gregory. We've got the music coming up when we come back. We're talking to Gregory Cheadle, and it's about the event that took place in Reading. And now the verbiage that Donald Trump used in one of his speeches is being used as a political hack, basically, hack ad at Donald Trump. We're trying to straighten it out for you here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And we'll have this story up there on the website for you very shortly. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and very happy to have with us Gregory Cheadle. He's going to be a candidate for 2018 for Congress out of Reading, California. And he was at the airport in Reading, California when Donald Trump landed, and when he came in, Donald actually made a reference to him in the audience, and now that reference, just the statement, the reference is being used by the Clinton camp as a racist statement, and it's far from racist, and Gregory is here to clear this up, and yes, he's a black man, and this was something that was pointed out, obviously, by Donald Trump, as he was telling a story and relating a story, which was a very interesting story. And it was a very positive story, and the fallout from this is now starting to come around. But we're going to try and nip it in the bud because we want the truth, because we want Greg's story side on this, because it's a fantastic story of support for Donald Trump, which, of course, this is going to be turning it right around on them. As the gangster kids I used to talk to, we're flipping the script. That's what they used to call it. We're flipping the script. Are you ready? You've heard that term before, Gregory?
I've heard it, yeah. It's a good one.
And I used to hear that. Mr. Preston, we're just flipping the script. I said, you're not flipping the script on me. It's just not working. But anyway, so that's why I say this now. I said, I can't let this go. I got to get this going. So anyway, you met with him and shook his hand and everything. But your perception of this is very unique in that you feel very strongly about Donald Trump and what he's trying to do here. This is a real issue for black people in the black community. And gosh, you know, I used to work in black communities. I get this. The family breakdown, everything, the whole socioeconomic thing. He's trying to address this issue.
Right. And it's got to be addressed because our country cannot go forward successfully unless these issues are addressed and mitigated. The problem is no one wants to discuss these things. They're happy to just live the way things are and not really address the root of the problem. And so we need to have this conversation about the plight of black people in this country. And Donald Trump, as usual, is in the center of controversy. And I'm glad that he's saying what he's saying because this conversation needs to be had.
Well, I've said it, and this is what's been refreshing about Donald Trump to me. When I hear, you know, because I I'm a retired school superintendent now. I can go back in time and reflect back on the black community that I used to work in, the communities I used to work in, as a school administrator, doing school discipline, running programs, and so on. And I'm working with the families, or sometimes what's left of the family, or you might have a lot of kids being raised by grandmothers and aunties and so on. But, you know, the father's not in there. You know, the fathers aren't there. There's 70% of the kids I talked to didn't have a father in their life. And that's not only true of just black families, also Hispanic families. That was very much, especially second and third generation. So there was that going on. You know, the question is, how do we really clean this up? And obviously, Hillary Clinton, the Democratic Party, have had 60-some years to try and clear this up since the 1960s. It's not working. It's not working, and they're going backwards faster than ever. And now we have a white guy, Donald Trump, stepping up and saying, we have to stop this.
Well, we do. And, you know, one of the problems that's plaguing the black community is what I call perpetual mass incarceration. The Clinton duo are responsible for largely for the mass incarceration because they supported the 100-to-1 ratio of crack to cocaine, the three strikes bill. They slashed billions from welfare programs and put that into building prisons. And they made it so that if you were a convicted felon, especially for these drug offenses, you could not get food stamps, welfare, housing, and virtually any other public assistance. So you have someone who commits a crime, they go serve their time, they come out, they can't get food, they can't get housing, they can't get a job because of their record. What are they going to do?
Yeah.
And so that has fostered and perpetuated this horrific trend that we have in our country now of arresting black folk, and these black folk get and they do their time, and they come out, they have nothing upon which to sustain themselves. And so we have this increase in crime, and that's something that really has to be addressed, and Clinton is responsible for that. And so we need to address that issue and clear that stuff up. And that would help a lot with respect to having the black man in the house again. You know, we have 2.3 million people incarcerated in the United States. 2.3. We incarcerate more people than any country in the world. It's inexcusable. And it's due largely, again, to these programs that the Clintons established, these private prisons, on and on and on. And it's got to stop because no one is benefiting from this other than the stockholders of Correctional Corporations of America and the other private prison corporations.
Yeah, they're an interesting group of people. I understand they're also into housing refugees.
Yes.
And getting paid quite a bit of money, billions of dollars, right? That gets into the Catholic charities and some of the church groups that are out there exploiting the system for these refugees coming across the border. Multi-billion-dollar program. It's coming from the new immigrants program, the welcoming communities program, these programs that were started by the Obama administration. Billions of dollars going to house and shelter and clothe and feed these individuals. It's just an appalling setup. And it's about change in America, isn't it? They're demographically trying to change America.
They're trying to change America. And then you also look at, the Edward Byrne program, giving federal aid to law enforcement for the militarization of police departments.
Right, and we've kind of been able to get that stopped. Anyway, we're running up against the clock right now, another break. And when we get back from the break, we'll have about 60 seconds to clean it up and I really want to thank you for being on the show. This is a great opportunity to get this message out and put a stop to these lies by Hillary Rodham Clinton. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and please feel free to email me at paul@a21r.com.
Best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Gregory Cheadle. Great guy. I got a chance to meet Gregory at the Vax movie presentation that was in Reading earlier this month. And he's been now thrust into the national limelight because Donald Trump referenced him in Reading, California at the airport at one of the Reading rallies, at the Reading rally there for Donald Trump. And because Donald Trump referenced him in the audience, the left has, Hillary Clinton has created an advertisement attacking Donald Trump as a racist. And Gregory, this has been a very compelling story. I'm definitely going to have you on again. We're going to try and get this out to the bigger media, of course.
I'll be glad to come on again.
Tell us how we can get a hold of you and your website.
Website is CheadleForCongress.com. That's CHEADLEFOR. Congress.com, and email is info@CheadleForCongress.com, and Facebook, Gregory Cheadle or Cheadle for Congress.
Awesome. You know, this is going to be exciting. So you're pretty, this is perfect timing to gear up for 2018, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, I ran in 16 and didn't make the top two, and so I'll run again in 18 because there's a lot of work to be done.
There's a lot of work, and we need you on the team. There's no question about it. I'm really happy to make your acquaintance, and I'm sure we're going to be good friends here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to do whatever we can to help you out.
We're already good friends, Paul.
I know. We are spirited brothers. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening. And by the way, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Please feel free to email me at paul@a21r.com. And like I say at this time of this show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.